Blog Talk Radio.
No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity once again that we can come together to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, revelation and knowledge of God's word to apply to our daily lives. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in this Bible study. Lord God, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive. We thank you for the word, Lord God, for your word is true. Hallelujah. Your word brings healing and deliverance. Your word sets us free. It redeems us. It justifies us. It makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, fatigue spirit, sleeping spirit. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, anxiety. Right now, overworked spirit, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for new mercy and new grace on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for your word on tonight that we're going to study. We ask in Jesus' name that you, Father God, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, all that we learn by scripture tonight, let it take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless everyone here in Bible study tonight. Remember, in Bible study, we do open up our lines, so you can put your phone on mute if you like. That way you can participate in Bible study. Today we are studying you all. We're still covering deliverance and spiritual warfare. So we're still talking about that. Last week we talked about God's covenant with us and deliverance and freedom. So we kind of back and forth between the two because we all need deliverance, daily deliverance, and that's spiritual warfare that's going on around us day in and day out. Amen. So God bless everyone. Welcome. Evangelist Darvina Dudley, Pastor Doris Amani, Jordan Adams. God bless your sister, Helen, Grandmother Helen Manny, Kathy Hudson, mother-in-law Kathy Hudson, God bless you. And Sister Mackie, Sharon Mackie, good to see you back in service. God bless you. Welcome. Make sure you have your pen, paper, and your Bibles ready, available, so that you can follow along with us here in Bible study and take any notes necessary. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year to some of you all that have not been with us. Since last year, we're in the new year, so this is the first Bible study of the new year. Amen, amen, amen. Let me hear somebody's voice on the line today. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. We thank God for one more time that we're here. So again, you all, we were talking about, you know, deliverance and spiritual warfare. We're saying that along with the covenant of God as well here tonight, and so on and so forth. We need this and have an understanding of God's word so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing in the sight of God. So that's very important to us, so that you'll know I'm saved and I know where I'm going. There's a place that's prepared for me, and being able to walk in that place of believing and trusting God and having faith that you are saved, that you are forgiven, that you are set free, that when even when you fall, that you can get back up again. Hallelujah. That you don't stay there, that you don't go into the place of being condemned, because the Holy Spirit comes upon us to convict us, to make us change our ways, but not to condemn us or to cast us away. So if you have your pen and paper, let's go ahead and get ready. We're going to open up our Bibles to Isaiah 52 and 2. That's chapter 52, verse 2 in the King James Version. In the King James Version. We're talking about here deliverance and spiritual warfare and shaking yourself free from these things and being delivered. We talk about self-deliverance on tonight. So if you look in the book of Isaiah chapter 52, verse 2, and let me know, you all, my husband is sure, let me know, give me a thumbs up or something. Let me know if I'm moving too fast or if I'm going slow enough or at a moderate pace for everybody to understand me. Let me know if I'm clear to you all, because I want to make sure that you get what's being taught on tonight in its entirety, and I don't want to move too fast. And I don't want to be too loud. Amen. Because I can get excited. especially on the shout. I can get excited in praying and shouting. So let me know, and I'll try to bring it on down. I'll try to stop that freight train. Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, you're coming too loud and clear.
Amen.
Okay, good.
You're doing great.
Good.
You're doing great. I'm going to slow
good.
You down if I need to, but you're doing great.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Again, we're here in Isaiah 52:2. The Bible says, "Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion." So this is a prophetic word to the church that says, shake yourself from the dust and arise. So loose yourself. Isaiah 52:2 is a powerful verse that relates to self-deliverance, everybody. So this scripture relates to self-deliverance. If you have not written it down, again, it's Isaiah 52:2. So you can use this relating to self-deliverance. So we have been given the power and authority to loose ourselves from all types of bondage. So synonyms you are for the word loose include a disjoint, to divorce, to separate, to asunder, to sever, to unhitch, to disconnect, to detach, to unseat, to unbind, to unchain, to unfetter, to unloose, to free, to release, to liberate, to break up, to break in pieces, to smash, to shatter, to splinter, to demolish, to force apart. So it also means to forgive and or pardon. So it also means you are to forgive or pardon when we're talking about loosing, loose. So Zion is a prophetic word and symbol for the church. So Isaiah prophesied that Zion would be a captive daughter. So this is so true of the condition of the church today. Even though many are saved and have received the promise of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, there are still many bondages that remain in the lives of believers. But we have been given a prophetic promise and a command to loose ourselves. Jesus told his disciples that whatsoever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. And you find this in the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, if you want to write that down. So in the ensuing page, y'all, I want you to understand, we will, in the scripture, you all understand and examine the word of God and examine that whatsoever, understanding whatsoever. So when we talk about Jesus, Jesus told his disciples that whatsoever we loose. So we're talking about here, whatsoever. So in other words, whatsoever is binding, harassing, or operating in our life, contrary to the will of God. So we're talking about whatsoever, like whatsoever it is. Again, in other words, whatsoever is binding or harassing you or operating in your life, contrary to the will of God. Some of us are dealing with sicknesses, pain, discomfort, heartache, you know, past things, finance, whatever it is. So whatever that thing is, contrary to the will of God in your life, can be loose from your life because you have been given the authority to do so. And the enemy wants to stop you from just believing and having faith that God has given you that authority and power to loose yourself from these things that are contrary to the will of God. So the range of things can bind a believer is almost limitless, you all. There are many bondages that we can categorize that need to be exposed and broken in the lives of all believers. So once you identify the enemy, you all, you can then proceed to free yourself from his clutches, you know, from his hand, from his grasp. So let's talk about the truth about self-deliverance. Let's talk about the truth about self-deliverance. The question is often asked, you all mean, can a person deliver himself of demons? Can a person deliver himself of demons? So my answer is yes, and it is my conviction that a person cannot really keep himself free of demons as he is walking in this dimension of deliverance. So how is it that a person can deliver himself, Pastor? That's the question. So as a believer, and that is our assumption as a believer, one that believes, a believer in Christ, has received Christ as the Lord and Savior, he has the same authority as a believer that is moving in a deliverance deliverance ministry. So here she has the authority in the name of Jesus. And Jesus plainly promised them that believe, understand that believe, not unbelief, doubt, maybe, but that belief, in my name shall they cast out devils. We see this in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17, you all. Mm. So, again, that's the book of Mark, chapter 16 through 17, where Jesus said to those who believe. As a believer,
yeah.
Amen, in the name of Jesus. So usually a person needs only to learn how to go about self-deliverance after a person has experienced an initial deliverance at the hands of an experienced minister. He can or she can begin to practice self-deliverance. My husband and I here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we have a God that's blessed with a ministry of deliverance, a healing of deliverance, of prophecy.
Yeah.
So one of the greatest revelations is the revelation of self-deliverance, you all. So we can loose ourselves from any control in darkness. We look at Isaiah 52 and 2, you all, again. So we can exercise power and authority for our own lives. So Jesus told us to cast out the beam from our own eye. When we look in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 42, cast out the beam in our own eye, in your own eye. The term cast out is the same word used in reference to casting out demons. So after you receive deliverance through the ministry of other experienced deliverance ministers, you can practice now self-deliverance. So this is very important, you all. Take spiritual responsibility for your life. Don't depend on anyone else for your spiritual well-being. Confess the word over your life. Pray strong prayers that rout out the enemy. Do not allow self-pity to hold you back. A lot of us wallow in self-pity, and we look for a pity party. But
yeah.
Do not allow
Hallelujah.
Self-pity to hold you back. Press on and press in. Stir yourself up in prayer. Amen. Stir yourself up in prayer.
Amen.
This is a key to an overcoming life, you all. And I'll say that again. This is a key to an overcoming life. So those who experienced deliverance either came or were brought to Jesus, you all. So someone had to take the initiative. Amen. Someone had to take the initiative. Somebody
mm-hmm.
had to start it. Somebody had to begin this thing. So someone had to take the initiative. So it all begins with a decision. We have to make a decision. We have to make a choice. You cannot allow festivity to rob you of deliverance. You must open your mouth. And we talk about this all the time. If you've been in church service with me or prayer with me or Bible study with us, with me and my husband, you will hear us always say, open your mouth. Decree and declare over yourself. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Give God praise. Open your mouth because the enemy wants to shut you up, wants to quiet you. So you got to open up your mouth. You must open your mouth. Your deliverance is, hallelujah, your deliverance is as close as your mouth. Your deliverance is as close as your mouth. Open up your mouth. There are many people frustrated with life today, right now, today, dealing with so much, especially with COVID-19 and so many other things added on to that, attached to that. People who struggle can become overwhelmed by doubt and failure. So some are battling stress and pressure that often lead to emotional and physical problems, you all. So Jesus spent a considerable amount of time ministering to the oppressed. Minister to the oppressed. Multitudes came to him in order to be healed and delivered from evil spirits. Understand that. Deliverance is the children's bread, you all. Every child of God has a right to enjoy the benefits of deliverance. Deliverance brings freedom and joy to our lives, you all. Come on, think about that. If you can be delivered from that thing that's been plaguing you from years, if you can be delivered from that pain and hurt and that disappointment from years, the freedom and joy that you can experience. So deliverance brings freedom and joy. We have seen thousands of believers set free from demons through authoritative prayer. You are deliverance is a miracle ministry. Understand it. You will see multiplied miracles through warfare prayer. And that's what we're doing in this month of January and February. Is we're for 40 days of prayer that we're coming together praying for nations and those that are coming to agreement during these 40 days. You will see miracles. You are multiplied miracles through warfare prayer. And those are the prayers that we are praying during this time. The breakthroughs you will receive are supernatural. The breakthroughs you will see are supernatural. Healings will multiply. Long-term bondage will be destroyed. Hidden roots will be exposed and eliminated. You know, inexplicable problems will be solved, you all. Stubborn obstacles will be removed. Cycles of failure will be broken and destroyed. Frustration and despair will be eliminated through warfare prayer. Discouragement and disappointment will be overcome, you all. The puzzling problems of life will be taken away. Lasting peace can finally be experienced. The abundant life can be enjoyed at the time when we have deliverance. So failures that cause bitterness are reversed through warfare prayer, you all. Prosperity and success will come. Advancement will be seen in different areas of your life. You will experience success in your relationships, in your finances, in ministry, in projects, and in your career. Deliverance is designed to eliminate the spiritual obstacles that impede progress. Understand that it is to eliminate the spiritual obstacles that impede progress. Deliverance makes the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight in our lives. Amen. So you can see the enemy being routed out from your life. You can live free from bondages and oppressions of demons. You can experience victory through prayer. Your words and prayers have tremendous power to destroy the works of darkness, you all. Please understand that. Those who experience deliverance and release will see notable changes. Understand, sometimes the changes are progressive and sometimes it's instantaneous, you all. It's instant. So the change, however, will be dramatic. There will be an increase of joy, increase of liberty, peace, and success. This will result in a better spiritual life with an increase of strength and holiness, you all. So patience, you all, is necessary to see breakthrough. A lot of us are impatient, but patience is necessary to see breakthrough. See, God promised Israel that he would drive the enemy out little by little. We see this in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22, in the book of Exodus 23, hallelujah, chapter 23, verse 29 through 30. Again, you can go to that right now, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22. Anyway, you can go to that scripture for me and recite it for us here on the line. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22, and someone else take Exodus 23, verse 29 through 30 for me. And when you have it, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me open up Sister Dillard's line and Sister Connie. Amen. If you got my going on your background,
again,
just make a call. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22. Exodus 23, verse 29 through 30. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22. Exodus 23, verse 29 through 30.
Yes.
Go ahead, daughters. Which one you have?
In the Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22.
Tell us what Bible you're reading from, please.
Oh, yes, ma'am. King James Version.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee.
Amen. Amen. Again, that's Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22. Who, anybody have Exodus for me, chapter 23, 29 through 30? Exodus chapter 23, verse 29 through 30.
It's 9 through 30.
That's Exodus chapter 23, verse 29 through 30. Anyone?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, Pastor Mary.
Okay. I will not drive them out before you 1 year. I'm reading this from the New King James Version. Excuse me, y'all. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you're inhabited the land. Exodus 23:29-30.
Amen. God better add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, most of all the doers of his word. So you are, unless you understand this principle, you will become weary in praying for some people, and you will become discouraged in your own deliverance. So the more freedom you will receive, the more you will need to grow and possess your land. Amen. So you have the authority, you are to bind and loose, according to Matthew 18:18. Amen. So let's look at the word bind. Webster Dictionary defines the word bind as to make sure by tying, to confine, restrain, or restrict, as if with bonds, to restrain with legal, you are with legal authority to exert in restraining or compelling effect. So it also means to arrest, apprehend, handcuff, leave captive, take charge of, lock up, restrain, check, or put a stop to. Binding is done by legal authority. Understand it, by legal authority. And we have legal authority in the name of Jesus to bind the works of darkness, which encompass sin, iniquity, perversion, sickness, disease, infirmity, death, premature death, destruction, curses, witchcraft, sorcery, you all, divination, poverty, lack, strife, lust, pride, rebellion, fear, torment, and confusion. We have legal authority to put a stop to these things in our lives and in the lives of those we minister to. So loose means to untie you all, to free from restraint, to detach, to destroy, divorce, separate, unhitch, to get free, to get loose, to escape, to break away, to unbind, unchain, unfetter, free, release, unlock, liberate, disconnect, and forgive. People need to be loose from curses, you all. Evil inheritance. Some of us have inherited things. The evil inheritance has been passed down from generation to generation. Familiar spirits, sin, guilt, shame, condemnation, control, domination, manipulation, and intimidation, mind control, religious control, you all. Sickness, disease, deception, and false teachings, sin and habits, worldliness, carnality, and demons, and traditions, ungodly soul ties, ungodly pledges, ungodly vows and spoken words, hexes and vexes, jinx and trauma and cults, you all. We have legal authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have legal authority, you all, in the name of Jesus, to loose ourselves and others into whom we minister to from these destroying influences. So deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a gazelle from the hand of a hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler, according to Proverbs 6:5. This is what the Bible says. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. When Zechariah 2:7 says, deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So you all understand self-deliverance and delivering yourself, that you have the authority and the power. But first you must be delivered from a deliverance minister, so that now you can learn to deliver yourself. Amen. And making sure, some of us need daily deliverance, you all. It is true that, you know, daily deliverance. Each morning I do deliverance. This morning, me and Evangelist Darvina, we took some time out to do deliverance. You know, we went in warfare, the deliverance prayers, and being delivered and set free for both of us this morning. Amen. And normally you need to be delivered. Some people don't think they need deliverance. They think they've already made it, but we need to be delivered. Even ministers and pastors that are leading the flock need deliverance. So we all need deliverance, whether they tell you or not. You know, we need deliverance. So let's talk about what will keep you from receiving deliverance and breakthrough. You know, some people say, well, what will keep me from that? Because I believe I've been delivered. I believe I've been set free. But what will keep me from receiving deliverance in my breakthrough? So there are times when people want They want to skip right to the binding and the loosing and casting out and loud praying, you all. They wanting to command the enemy in the name of Jesus to do this or that and go here and go there. But there will be no deliverance while he or she has full reign in a person's life. So you must renounce and put to an end to the following things that I'm going to discuss with you in order for you, if you want to see real and lasting freedom, deliverance, and breakthrough in your life, you all, today, there are things that you need to do. First, curses, sin, pride, passivity, ungodly soul ties, occultism, fear, embarrassment, unbelief, lack of desire, unforgiveness, lack of knowledge. And we're talking about here what will keep you from receiving deliverance and your breakthrough. So we're talking about that, and this will stop you from receiving. So with any of the 12 that I just mentioned, you all, these things are actually operating in your life, you will find yourself in a cycle of bondage, not ever receiving complete freedom. Come again?
Can you repeat those 12 for me?
Yes, yes. And if anybody else wants me to repeat, I'm going to repeat them very slow so you all can get those 12. Amen. All right, so they are curses, any type of curses, generational curses, blood covenant curses, any type of curses, written curses, spoken curses, any curses, C-U-R-S-E-S, curses. The next one is sin, S-I-N, sin. And the next one is pride. Some of us are operating with pride. I mean, we know who we are. So we are pride. P-R-I-D-E, passivity, P-A-S-S-I-V-I-T-Y. And I'm always spelling out my message that you all don't know how to spell because sometimes because of how I talk or how my words come out, you may not be able to understand it through the phone. So I'm just spelling it out so you can understand what I'm saying because my P may sound like a D, but if I spell it out to you, I think you all be able to get it better. So passivity, P as in Paul, A-S-S-I-V-I-T-Y. Ungodly soul ties. We talked about that last time. We talked about ungodly soul ties and godly soul ties. So we're talking about ungodly soul ties. U-N-G-O-D-L-Y, soul ties, S-O-U-L-T-I-E-S, ungodly soul ties. Occultism. O-C-C-U-L-T-I-S-M. Again, that's O-C-C-U-L-T-I-S-M. Fear, F-E-A-R, fear. Embarrassment, E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S-M-E-N-T. Embarrassment. Unbelief is another. U-N-B-E-L-I-E-F. Lack of desire. L-A-C-K-O-F-D-E-S-I-R-E. Lack of desire. Unforgiveness. Am I moving too fast?
No, you're doing
no,
fine.
Ma'am.
Okay, unforgiveness, U-N-F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N-E-S-S, unforgiveness. And the last one is lack of knowledge, L-A-C-K, one word, O-F, one word, and knowledge, K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E, lack of knowledge. So you are with any of these 12 things actively operating in your life, you will find yourself in a cycle of bondage, not ever receiving complete freedom, you all. So any of these things give demonic powers legal, understand this, it gives demonic powers legal and biblical grounds to remain in your life and wreak havoc. These legal grounds must be destroyed in order to receive and maintain deliverance. And this is what we will address you all here in Bible study as we continue on tonight and throughout. We're going to address that here. Self-deliverance has limitations. Understand that self-deliverance has limitations. We sometimes do not see as clearly for our own lives as we need. People who are highly troubled will need to seek help from an experience, you all, deliverance minister. We're not just talking about any pastor just going up there, but an experienced deliverance minister. Others can usually be more objective in discerning the problem and also join their faith with yours, hallelujah, with yours for your breakthrough. So if a person has serious bondages such as perversion or schizophrenia, you know, operating with a double mind, occult involvement, or have been passed in a deep depression, then they may need the assistance of other believers. So shame will often keep a person from seeking outside help, but those who operate in deliverance will not be judgmental, but will move in love and compassion, you all. They will move in love and compassion. So there is no substitute for being in a strong local church where a person is loved unconditionally. There is no substitute. If you're in a church and you're not being loved unconditionally, you need to move. You need to move from that place. Amen. So you all shake yourself free from your from the past. A lot of us are still living in the past. We said we are not, but we, our actions are showing that we are still living in the past. So shake yourself free from the past. So I minister y'all to many unbelievers who are still bound and tied to their past. They are still, if you talk to them, and just to have a conversation, you will see that they're still bound and tied to their past. They'll say that they've been delivered, they say that they're over it, but they're still bound and tied to their past. The past can be a chain that keeps you from enjoying the present and being successful in your future. So while ministering deliverance, you know, to many people, young women and men, you know, I've encountered a strong spirit. I've been out to Africa and encountered a strong spirit dwelling in that person who boasted that he would not depart. So I commanded the spirit to identify himself and replied that his name was past. You know, the spirit proceeded to explain that it was his job to keep the young man or young woman bound to his past so that he could not be successful in his or her Christian walk. So the young woman and the young man have been through many divorces, and his past has continued, her past continued to haunt her. So this encounter helped to give me a revelation of the fact that there are numerous spirits assigned to people to keep them bound to the past that has left scars and wounds that have not completely healed. So many of these wounds have been infected and have become dwelling places of unclean spirits. So people not only need to be loose from demons, but also from other people. So ungodly soul ties are avenues for spirits, avenues spirits of control and manipulation utilized when working upon their unwary victims, you know, and so understanding this. So let's look at some of the things that could cause spirits you ought to attach themselves to people who have had traumatic experiences in their past. For the purpose of clarity, you all, we find the word trauma defined by a Webster's dictionary as a disorder, psychic, or behavior state resulting from severe mental or emotional stress or physical injury. So traumatic experiences can open the door for demons. These can and often include accidents. I mentioned, you all, that we talked about before, the different traumas you all that we experienced. We talked about that probably beginning of December. And those experiences greatly affect the lives of individuals, even some of us that's on the line today. We talked about rape, you know, just being open and honest. We talked about rape, you all. A lot of us have been through that, whether we told anybody about it or kept it to ourselves. They've been raped, or the women of Zion, they were raped. But the Bible says in Lamentations 5:11, they have raped the women of Zion, the virgins in the towns of Judah. So rape is one of the most traumatic experiences a person can have. So it is a violation that leaves deep scars in the psyche of the person who is victimized by these ungodly acts. So the door is open for a host of evil spirits to enter and operate throughout the life of the victim. So spirits of hurt, distrust, lust, perversion, anger, hatred, rage, bitterness, shame, guilt, and fear can enter and torment the person for the rest of their life if not discerned and cast out. They can also be a curse, and there is often a history of this sin in the bloodline. If you look back in the bloodline, you see it's not something that just started with you, but this is something that's been going on from generation to generation. So rape has always been in the history of oppressed people. It was and is common for victors to rape the women of the vanquished. So it is one of the most shameful and humiliating acts that can be you all placed upon and to oppress people. to oppress other people, you all. So often victims of rape carry sexual blockages into marriage, including spirits of being frigid, you know, being frail, bound and blocked emotions, hatred of men, and fear of sexual intercourse. Individuals can grow up with deep roots of bitterness that poison the system. So it's opening the doors for spirits of sickness and infirmity, including cancer. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I loose myself. Release myself. Release yourself right now. We say this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I loose myself from this prowling demon that sought to steal, kill, and destroy my body. And you can decree and declare this with me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I loose myself from this prowling demon that sought to steal, to kill, and destroy my body, my sexuality, and my worth right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I loose myself from any hatred, bitterness, and unforgiveness. I loose myself from blaming myself for this violation. I loose myself from any soul tied spirits of infirmity and or other evil spirits that would seek to latch onto my life because of this trauma in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I loose myself from any bondage that would keep me from experiencing healthy and free marital intimacy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, that God be the glory. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me tonight, be free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you have experienced that trauma in your life, be free right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive your freedom right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Glory to God. You all, another common sexual violation is the sin of incest. Incest can also result from a curse, and there can be a history of this sin in the bloodline as well. It is an act that causes much shame and guilt. It opens the door for all kinds of curses, including insanity, death, destruction, confusion, perversion, and sickness. Often the victim blames his or herself for this act, even though it may have been the result of a seducing spirit. You all. So we say this prayer if you experience that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now, Father God, to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, I loose myself by faith from shame, guilt, soul ties, and any other hindering spirit that would try to keep me from living a whole and healthy life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I loose myself from the painful memories of this abuse and declare that I am washed clean inside and out by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I loose myself from every demonic spirit that would seek to enter through this open door, and I shut this door right now to my past, and I pray ahead the protection around my future right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I still swear with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's mighty name I pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. If you pray that prayer, decree and declare over your life right now, receive it by faith and no doubt, you are delivered, hallelujah, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You all, at this time, I'm going to open up the floor for any questions or comments at this time. If you have any questions, I'm going to call your name. I know most of you have a phone number here on the line, so I'll call your name. That way we're not trying to speak all at one time. If you don't have anything you want to say, don't say anything. You don't have to say amen. I'll just go over to the next person. Sister Kathy Hudson, would you like to say something? You have any comments or questions tonight? All right, let's go ahead to Evangelist Irina Dudley. Go ahead. All right.
Can you hear me?
I'm going to hear you. Yes.
Okay. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. All right. All right. Pastor Manning.
Yes, every single one falls in one of these categories of deliverance. It don't matter who you are. No matter who you are, you fall in one of these categories. And the very thing, after we pray these prayers, no matter which one of the prayers that we have prayed, for whatever the circumstance is, your mind is going to keep on trying to take you back into that place. I heard my wife say that the past will keep you going back to this place of where you or see, okay, well, now, you know, I'm back here. You know, I got deliverance, but now I went back because of that past. I keep on taking you back. And that takes place in your mind. That takes place in your mind. And this is the reason why that we have this word of God, this precious word of God, for you to be able to set your mind right here in this place. Find that scripture or find those scriptures, you know, and meditate on these scriptures day and night, because this very thing that keeps on speaking to you is speaking to you day and night. Whenever it gets ready to, it speaks to you. So find these scriptures and then set yourself right here in these scriptures. Read these scriptures. Let these scriptures manifest themselves inside of you. Believe what you read. Set your place in that self, that place called rest, you know, resting and knowing that you have already been delivered, and keep yourself right there. Place your heart right there. I got to do it every single day. God knows there's so many things that come up, you know, from the past every single day. Even some things that come up and it try to affect your future. But set yourself right there. This is the will of God for your life. This is for your life. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Jordan, Sister Jordan Adams, go ahead.
No, ma'am.
All right. Sister Mackie, Sharon Mackie, welcome back. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God for giving me this day here on earth for me to get close and close to him, and for me to get back on this prayer line with you guys. I missed y'all, but y'all know I was on a mission. I was on a mission to get some things done, and they almost done, and then I'll be back in full force. Now, it's ironic that you speak on this topic tonight about the past.
Mm-hmm.
The past was trying to get me yesterday. Lord, last night, the past was trying to get me.
Jesus.
I was like, nah, you ain't going to be able to do that. Get up out of here. Bye.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
How you doing,
Jesus? How you doing? I had to reduce him. Wait, get him out of here. You got to stay out.
Get out and stay out. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Blood
I think Pastor
Manny
was saying something to you.
Hey. No, I say amen. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. And Sherry, you do it like that. And that past come up. No, you refuse to allow yourself to go back to the past. You done already been went through that already. And that might be one of the hardest things to do. It sounds like that's the simplest thing, but that might be one of the hardest things you could do is keep your mind from going back into that place where you was feeling like you were. It's just like you're right there and like it was happening all over again. But, that's what you do. You refuse to go back and refuse to allow pain to come back in. Refuse to allow shame and condemnation to come back in. You refuse. The Bible tells us to resist. That means to actively fight against evil thoughts and evil and wickedness that try to come back up to cause you to remember what happened or what you did or what somebody did. Refuse. Stay right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I put them boots on and kicked it out the door.
Oh, she put the boots on. Okay.
Amen.
Because what happened is, y'all, some of us try to befriend our past. We try to befriend it. You know, we don't want to hurt nobody, so we try to befriend that thing. And trying to befriend it, we'll catch ourselves back in bondage. See, people will try to take you back. They were sent to bring you back. Understand that they were sent to bring you back.
I know.
So just staying in that place, staying delivered. Amen. God bless you. Sister Maggie and Sharon, God bless you. God, it's good to have you back to hear your voice. Because they've all been asking about you. Where is Sharon? Where is Sister Maggie? So she's back on the line. So, and you know Kim has been asking about you. That's with Kimberly Welford.
That's
what been
that's
asking about you. God bless you. God keep you. Hey, man, since you're already speaking evangelists, go ahead. If you have any comments, I'll put it.
You know, I'm sorry I was a little late getting on. I kind of lost track of time. I had a Zoom meeting earlier. But I'm glad I got what I got. I got it sounded like y'all were talking about being delivered from different things and why we're not being delivered. So that was awesome because I was went through sexual perversion since I was a child with molestation and rape. enemy always try to bring that back to me through, look at that movie. You know you want to look at it. You know, that's okay. It's just a movie. And so I constantly have to go out of my mind. And not to say that I don't be tempted sometimes, because, you know, human, if you let that flesh rise up, it will try to get you off track. But I thank God for always providing a way of escape, you know. So, you know, there's something a lot of people don't like to talk about, sexual perversion. But that's a big thing that for us to be delivered from. And it's nothing wrong with talking about it, because that's how we grow and that's how we get delivered, you know, when we really can admit the things that we fall short in. So I thank God for his deliverance in my life and for the others that are on this line. And I pray that we continue to grow stronger in our walk with God.
Amen. You said something mighty, Evangelist, being honest and opening your mouth and not keeping your mouth closed. Because that's one thing we covered tonight, is opening your mouth. Your deliverance is as close as your mouth, and opening up your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless
you.
God keep you. Sister
God bless
Connie,
you too.
Welcome. Thank you, sis. God bless you. Sister Connie?
Yes, good evening. Good evening. No, everything is good. Amen.
Amen. Sister Dillard? Sister
Dillard? Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the word.
Amen. Glory to God. I think I've opened the line for everybody, on the line, and we just thank God for everybody here in Bible study. You all, we're going to keep on. See, the devil don't want to reveal these things. We can be in church all day long, but don't get what we get here in Bible study. So I thank God for Bible study, that we can be delivered and understand what it means to be, you know, deliverance and having, and being able to deliver ourselves, but first being able to be delivered from that minister that is experienced in deliverance, and so that we can overcome those things when we face those things, because they're out there and they're waiting to attack us. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can do that, believe it, he will do it. And so, you all, when we get back together next week, we're just going to continue to talk about, you know, shaking ourselves free. We're going to talk about shaking ourselves free from ungodly soul ties. We talked about that in December, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So we're going to continue to talk about God's covenant and deliverance and spiritual warfare. You know, because we need that to be successful in this walk, so that we can be free, so that we can live a life of peace and freedom and joy in all that we do here, and all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So remember, you all, you have the power, you have the authority, you have legal authority in the name of Jesus Christ to loose yourself, to deliver yourself. Amen. So anyway, everybody, we're back here next Wednesday. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday, Christmas, and New Year's. I pray that God continue to bless and guide and keep us all and protect all that we love and all that we're concerned about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Tomorrow we have a midweek service, you all, so we have church service tomorrow at 7 p.m. Please log on, be a part of it, and then Sunday service is Sunday at 2, and then we're in prayer, you all, intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. for 40 days. We started on January the 1st, so if you can join us, you know, people receiving breakthrough, miracles are being worked, so we just trust God. We come by faith. We come believing. So come that way. Whenever you come, come that way. Come believing. Come trusting. Come with your faith. You are the church. We are the church. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you at this time. We're going to pray, unless anyone have any other comments or questions. Pastor Manny, you, any questions or comments before we close out?
Yes, great Bible study lesson tonight. Any thought that you have, or anyone that's on here, any thought that you have that does not line up with the written word of God, you have the power to condemn it in the name of Jesus. Just like that. Unclean thought, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. God bless everyone.
Just like
God bless you. Father God, we thank you for one more time. thank you, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father God, for all that we learned in Bible study tonight. We thank you for the deliverance on tonight, Father God, that we are delivered, Lord God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and by faith that we are delivered, that our deliverance is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word so that we can apply and be free, be delivered, made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you touch every heart and mind on tonight, Lord God. We pray for your protection. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the line, over your home, over your vehicles, all that you have, your finances, your marriages, your relationships, hallelujah, your love life, whatever it is that you have, you're concerned about. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, the blood that protects us, that covers us, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. But we leave this
thank
line,
you,
but
Lord.
Never your presence, Lord God. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We love you. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Sharon.
Love y'all. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Gold mansion, just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Just for the love of the grandma.